This is John Hultman.
And this is Frank Beeman. Thanks for being with us. Our producer has been Lynn Pierce, editor Martin Killeen, writers Sally McMurray and Barbara Katz. Bob Sanders and Jim Harry will be here at 6:30 in the morning to begin News Radio 78 for Sunday, September 15th. I'll see you tomorrow night.
And I'll be back on Monday at 3 and again at 7:30 with John Madigan. Good night. Have a good day tomorrow. 69 degrees on WBBM Chicago News Radio 78. Hello, America. It's 11 o'clock, the beginning of the quiet hours in the Windy City, and time for Music Till Dawn. A full 7.5 hours of the world's finest classical and semi-classical music brought to you by WBBM Radio. And, unhappily, for the last time, but with our best wishes, Jay Andres.
American Airlines greets you with Music Till Dawn.
We all have a special niche within our memory, which some favorite melody or tune recalls.
But there's one I'll tell you true that makes us all think of you. That's all. That's all.
Over 15 years you didn't change your format, from the show tunes to the classics we recall.
You brought culture to our night. Jay, you've been a real delight. That's all. That's all. Now we want you to know that we'll miss you.
15 years after all is quite long.
You have made many friends who'll remember
Jay Andres and his music till dawn.
You have really been a gem for us to work with. Through the years we've had our laughs, yes, quite a ball.
We don't need to reminisce. Jay, you know that you'll be missed.
That's all. That's
just leave right now, then. Oh, isn't that nice? That was a complete surprise to me. I really didn't know. You know what happened? Mel Placco said, let's use the tape we have tonight. It's a standby tape, just in case I was late some night. I said, well, I'm here. Why? And he said, well, no, we got something, and we want to play it. So I said, okay. So that was a complete surprise to me. You know who that was? Jim Mulqueeney and Ed Nemec, two of our technicians here at WBBM. Both of them sing very well. I've been kidding through the years, as a matter of fact, about both of them with their singing and their dancing. Well, that was great. I could have been more flabbergasted if I had to be. Well, I thank you very much. Very nice, nice. I think I won't leave. That was right. I thank him very much. Well, on to more music then through this last night of our... I shouldn't say last night, because Music Till Dawn will be going on, after all. Just I won't be here. We'll start out with something nice and bright tonight. Music of Fun Soupe and the Overture to the Jolly Robbers. Jolly Robber's overture, Fun Soupe. You know what I'm going to do tonight? If I can get the key, wheedle it or steal it or finagle it some way from somebody, I'm going to open up our music record library here and just play everything that we decided to be good for the last night. Got a couple of ideas now, and I have a couple of the recordings that some people have asked for over the past couple of nights. But there's no reason why we can't add more. Make it a good night of kind of free swinging, that's all. Mild and pleasant is the word for the night here in Chicago, with a less than 10% chance of rain tonight. Beautiful night. Like the past two we've had, as a matter of fact. Yes, sir, I was really floored by that little musical send-off from Jim Mulqueeney and Ed Nemec. And then I got my music sheet before, and there Lenny Kaye in our music library has edged it all in black, a la Mozart. And then I had a nice call from an old friend of mine, Remo Nat, who said, this was quite a day, she said. Norman Ross said goodbye this morning on his program. Then Denny McLean made it his 30th. And then tonight your friend sang a farewell to you to the tune of That's All. What a day, she said. What else could happen? Well, I don't know, except we're going to have lots of music tonight. And since we are coming into that fall season, and by the way, I might just inject the note parenthetically that if you're thinking about a fall vacation, this would be the time to see your travel agent and talk it over and let your travel agent get his feet well into it and make all the plans well ahead of time. So why not see him now, sometime in the next couple of days, and let him do all the preparing and planning, even if it's sometime in late October or November when you're going off on a vacation. It'll be that much of a better one for you. And our hope, of course, is that your travel agent will send you to us, American Airlines.